Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katrina Blad. Parasha Balak, Destroyer. Week 40, 3rd Aliyah. Well, I have come to you now, Balaam replied. But can I say just anything? I must speak only what God puts in my mouth. Numbers 22, verse 38. Can the Eternal's arm be twisted, or can we speak in His name words he hasn't said? Balaam wanted to go with the man in spite of the fact that the Eternal had told him not to go. That's why he tried again if he could change the Almighty's idea, his thoughts. Then the Eternal allowed him to go, but on the condition that he would only speak what came from heaven. But since the prophet didn't go with good intentions, an angel was sent to kill him. However, his donkey saved his life. Balaam hit his donkey 3 times in anger, and the Eternal reprimanded him twice for having done that, first through the donkey's mouth and then through an angel. This teaches us the importance of not mistreating animals. Any kind of mistreatment to animals is registered in heaven and will bring consequences upon man. Balaam knew he couldn't speak anything that the Eternal didn't put in his mouth. That was the condition under which the Eternal had allowed him to go with the chiefs of Moab. However, Balaam was hoping to please man by pronouncing a curse over the people, especially when he found out that he was to receive a financial reward for his prophecy. But at the same time, he knew that he couldn't speak things that the Eternal didn't say. This is a sign that his level of prophecy was very high. He couldn't say cursing words with his mouth because the Eternal controlled it when he prophesied. Anyway, he tried to do it, and that's why the Eternal wanted to kill him. How dangerous is it to speak words in the name of God as if they were His, when they are actually not? Don't believe in prophecies that say, "Thus saith the Lord." They are usually false, and in the best of cases, they are in part inspired by Him, mixed with words from what one prophesies. If you feel inspired to prophesy, it's better not to say, "Thus saith the Lord," in order to prevent the risk of taking His name in vain and to put things He has not said in His mouth. It's better to transmit the message that was received in the Spirit, humbly, and let the listener judge. Instead of saying, "Thus saith the Lord," one should say, "I think the Lord is saying this," or "I believe He is saying that," or "It seems to me that He is trying to say this or that." In this way, we keep our back safe and are in less risk of being severely judged for saying a false prophecy in the name of the One who is sacred. May the Eternal keep us from any evil thing. Kol Tuv. May all go well. And Shalom.